Medication storage and expiry dates. Don't ignore them for Decipher Your Health. By Marijke Vroman-Durning. April 18th, 2023. Quick pop quiz. Do you know proper medication storage recommendations and what to do with expired medications? First question. Where do you store your prescription medications and over-the-counter or OTC products? In the bathroom medicine cabinet? In a kitchen cupboard? On the counter? On the bedside table? All of the above? None of the above. The idea of a bathroom medicine cabinet most likely came out of convenience. Someone decided that if you're going to be in the bathroom doing your usual routines, you will also have a glass of water and then take your medications at the same time. But should you? Nope. This is one place you definitely should not keep your medications. Whether you are storing prescription or OTC drugs, they should be kept in a dry, cool place to keep the compounds from breaking down. So that means you shouldn't keep them in the bathroom. What about the kitchen? That could work if you have a safe place away from any heat source or sink. But of course, if there are any littles or children in the house or who visit, these should be kept out of reach of curious hands. Is the counter a safe place? If you live alone or with adults who know not to touch your medications, it could be safe as long as it's not next to any heat source or sink. However, if you get children visiting, this could be an accident waiting to happen. Some people keep their drugs on their bedside table because they take them first thing in the morning or last thing at night. This is probably a dry, cool place, but if you have children visiting, again, it could be a danger. The same goes for carrying medications in your purse or bag so you have them close at hand. If you are visiting a place with children, please always know where your bag is. I remember as a child sneaking a roll of antacids out of my mother's purse because I thought they were peppermints. Second question. When did you last check the expiry dates on the items in your medicine cabinet? Just the other day? Routinely every X number of months? I'm supposed to check the expiry dates? It's a good idea to check expiry dates on everything from OTC pain relievers to sunscreen. Yes, even sunscreen. Using expired sunscreen could leave you with a wicked sunburn. When going through my shelf this morning, I did find an expired bottle. Oops. According to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, quote, it's important to be aware that there are several potential harms that may occur from taking an expired medicine or one that may have degraded because it was not stored according to the labeled conditions. If a drug has degraded, it might not provide the patient with the intended benefit because it has a lower strength than intended. In addition, when a drug degrades, it may yield toxic compounds that could cause consumers to experience unintended side effects. Patients with serious and life-threatening diseases may be particularly vulnerable to potential risk from drugs that have not been stored properly, unquote. So pick a schedule, maybe the end of every month or the change of every season, something that you'll remember to follow, and check to see if you have any medications that need to be tossed. Third question, how do you dispose of expired medications or drugs you no longer need? Throw them in the trash? Flush them down the toilet? Bring them back to the pharmacy, use a drug return program, or give them to someone else to take if needed? Okay, let's cross that last one right off the list. If an expired OTC drug shouldn't be used, don't give it away. And you should never give away your prescription medications. Now for the first four options. No, do not throw pills in the trash for various reasons. First, the tablets will disintegrate into the ground soil or the water table. Animals may get hold of them and get poisoned, which can lead to more poisoning if another consumes that animal. Kids may somehow get into the trash, and I'm sure there are many more reasons to avoid this disposal method. The general rule is not to flush medications down the toilet because we don't want the drugs in the water to supply, but there are exceptions. The FDA has a flush list on its site for certain medications. Bringing the drugs back to the drugstore is possible if the store offers this service. Lastly, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, sponsors a Take Back Day. You can go online to see when the next one is or whether you have access to a place that takes old drugs back all year round. So take care of yourself and your health by paying attention to where you store your medications and how long they are good for. And now our disclaimer. The information in this blog is provided as an information and educational resource only. It is not to be used or relied upon for diagnostic or treatment purposes. The blog does not represent or guarantee that its information is applicable to a specific patient's care or treatment. The educational content in this blog is not to be interpreted as medical advice from any of the authors or contributors. It is not to be used as a substitute for treatment or advice from a practicing physician or other healthcare professional.